AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The coronavirus and the response to it is the focus at the G7 summit getting started in Britain. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is focusing on the economy.
I think there is the potential to generate many, many millions of high-wage, high-skill jobs.
There is also the opportunity to critique the virus response.
We need to make sure that we learn the lessons from the pandemic. We need to make sure that we don't repeat some of the errors that we doubtless made in the course of the last 18 months or so.
President Biden committed to share 500 million doses and Johnson another 100 million shots for countries in need of vaccine. Some Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses that originated at a Baltimore factory will be released. Others will be tossed. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A person familiar with the decision tells the AP federal regulators will allow two batches of vaccine from the Emergent BioSolutions factory to be released, about 10 million doses. They would be the first from the Bayview facility approved for use. But the FDA says several other batches are not suitable because of possible contamination. Other batches are under review. Emergent is one of several contractors producing the J&J vaccine in bulk. The doses that have been administered in the U.S. so far came from other plants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The FBI says it's getting serious about sexual harassment in its ranks, starting a 24/7 tip line, doing more to help accusers, and taking a tougher stand against agents found to have committed misconduct. McDonald's is the latest company hit by a data breach. Unauthorized activity on McDonald's network exposed the personal data of some customers in South Korea and Taiwan. McDonald's says it quickly identified and contained the incident. Stocks are wobbling between gains and losses. This is AP News. Authorities are trying to figure out why a man shot and killed a woman and a child at a supermarket in Florida before killing himself.
They initially said the shooter and the victims may have known each other, but now the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says there is no known relationship between the suspect and the victims, a woman and her one-year-old grandson. Nor do they know why he opened fire in the public supermarket. Panicked shoppers started running. One said some employees were crying. The sheriff's office identified the gunman as 55-year-old Timothy Wall of Royal Palm Beach. The names of the victims are not being released at the request of the family. I'm Rita Foley.
Prosecutors in Poland are investigating an apparent mass burial site revealed this month near the area of the former Nazi German death camp of Auschwitz. A local resident spotted about 12 human skulls and many bones in the bank of the Sola River. During World War II, more than 1 million people were killed at Auschwitz. Ed Donahue, AP News.